Right. So Tony, could you just introduce yourself and your role as well, please?
My name's Tony Quinn. I'm the Director of Major Projects at NARIC.
So today, Tony, we've been hearing a lot of different arguments from different specific sections of infrastructure. Your specialism, obviously, is in renewable energies.
That's correct.
And what was your standpoint? Can you just surmise it for some of the listeners?
My view is that currently renewable energy is probably not it's not cost effective at the moment, but that's no reason to stop investigating and developing the technology in order to make it cost effective. How do you do that? You invest in research and development establishments and commercial testing facilities, which will pull through innovation and through to commercialization, which will then accelerate the deployment much more quickly. What's the benefit of the region? The benefit of the Northeast region is that we benefit from the intellectual knowledge that already the passion in engineering and power generation that already exists in this region, with a view to creating long-term sustainable jobs, and that's the real benefit of investing heavily in renewable energy that I see.
Sure, yeah. So I know in your talk there before you mentioned the need to kind of establish a favourite in terms of energy production and kind of a coherent plan. How do you think we're going to have to go about that?
Well, the way that because electricity industry is a privatised industry which is regulated by central government, what the government is doing is trying to create a level playing field, not to favour one renewable technology over the other. So we need to let the market decide. But in order to let the market decide, what we have to do is reduce the barriers to entry for those small, medium enterprises that are developing solutions to our renewable conundrum. So I'm not favouring one renewable energy over any other renewable energy, but I do think there's a major role to be played in offshore renewables because I think it's a very nimble technology, and the opportunities for driving cost out and making it competitive with gas and other forms of generation are there to be had. And if we invest in that innovation and opportunity now, then the region will benefit hugely as that knowledge is exported globally.
Sure, yeah. And I know other groups in the discussion had mentioned about sort of an intelligent network and ensuring resource efficiency, and that obviously fits in quite closely with energy production.
Absolutely, we're going to be we're resource constrained in terms of raw materials. We have to make the best use of them, and also we need to collaborate as a group of people in order to maximise this benefit. And that means that covers research establishments. It covers manufacturing. It covers universities. So together, forming some form of cluster will help everybody to, as I say, accelerate the knowledge and deployment of this type of technology.
Sure. I know there's some arguments at the moment that suggest that we can't have it both ways. We can't have a green economy and have growth in the economy and industry. Do you think that's fair to say, or would you disagree with that?
Sorry, could you ask me the question again?
Sorry, yeah. So I know there's arguments at the moment that to suggest that we can't have it both ways. We can't have a green economy and have growth in the economy. And that green agenda is kind of constraining industry and the growth of industry. Do you think that's fair to say, or would you disagree?
No, I think I disagree. One of my favourite quotes is from The Economist a long time ago that the Stone Age didn't end because man ran out of stones, and the same applies to gas. We will continue to burn gas for the foreseeable future because it's relatively cheap. But what I'm arguing is that we the opportunity to make renewable energy absolutely competitive with carbon is there, and we need to take advantage of that opportunity now.
Okay, that's great. That's really interesting. Thanks very much, Tony.